Our policy for teaching Japanese at Niigata University. Nowadays, it is quite easy to learn some information about the language through the internet. However, it is not that easy to learn and acquire the ability to output your ideas and thoughts using that language all by yourself. Here at Niigata University, all our Japanese language learning courses are aiming at cultivating students' ability to acquire that. It is true that if people want to say something in Japanese, they need to have appropriate expressions for the situation in Japanese and take that out of their brains and say it. What do you think we need to do to make it possible? Our answer to that question is that we should get rid of the old language learning style, which is learning grammar and accumulating the lexical knowledge. Have you become a good Japanese user through traditional grammar-based studying yourself? Have you ever questioned yourself asking, why am I still not able to use Japanese correctly and fluently? After studying it for so long and so hard. Studying grammar surely makes you feel that you really study a lot, but you should realize that you haven't practiced language much to be able to use it in real situations. To become a good user of Japanese, you need to practice appropriate Japanese phrases depending on the situation you actually face. If you have done some sports earnestly and eagerly, you do understand that at the beginner's level, learning correct forms are important and in the end, the quickest way to become a good player of that sport. And you even realize that the practicing for learning correct forms is quite boring and tiresome activity. It is the only way that you will become a good player of that sport through boring, tiresome basic training. In language learning, that basic training is mimicking and memorizing the model sentences. Our Japanese learning courses are in two main categories, which are learning Japanese courses and learning in Japanese courses. We also offer learning an English course and a learning teaching Japanese course. Now, let's get going and learn Japanese with us and make yourself a better Japanese user.
Next, we have four important instructions for you. Number one, who has priority to take Japanese lessons? Japanese language learning subjects are designed for full-time undergraduate students and undergraduate exchange students from overseas partner universities. However, if there are any vacancies in the class, we will be able to accept full-time graduate students and graduate exchange students from overseas partner universities. Students' family members, foreign researchers, and lecturers are not accepted. In choosing subjects, you must read guidance for Japanese language learning subjects carefully. Check syllabus using syllabus search system and choose the subject you would like to take. We will not give you a placement test. If you need to know your level, look at the guidelines for JLPT. Number two, how lessons are conducted. Our university's second semester has two terms, the third term and the fourth term. During the third term, there will be no classroom lessons. All the lessons will be through the internet. We will use an email and online meeting system called Zoom. Therefore, you do not need to come to university. All you must do now is to prepare a PC or smartphone which is connected to the internet. Any type of PC will be okay. However, you have to make sure that a web camera and a microphone are installed onto your PC. And Zoom online meeting system should be installed as well. You may also use your smartphone to take lessons. If you use smartphone, do not forget to install Zoom online meeting system application onto your smartphone. During the fourth term, some of the subjects listed on the last page of the guidance leaflet are scheduled to start face-to-face lessons in classroom. However, how classes are actually conducted will be decided based on the COVID-19 situation. Please ask the lecturer whether the class will be conducted face-to-face or non-face-to-face and follow the instruction. Also, please note that the timing for starting face-to-face lessons vary by subjects. For subjects, Japanese Step 1 through Step 6 and Cross-Cultural Learning A and C, the first lesson for the fourth term will be conducted remotely by Zoom. Please attend the first lesson and ask your lecturer how the lessons will be conducted during the fourth term. For academic writing in Japanese 1, 2, 3, 4, and intercultural collaborative learning B, lessons will be conducted remotely during the third term. If all the students have arrived on campus during the third term, the courses may be conducted in person, in classroom, from the beginning of the fourth term. So, at the end of the third term, students who are taking these courses should ask the lecturer how lessons will be conducted in the fourth term and follow the instruction. Number 3. Course registration. You must register your courses through the internet. You should log in to Niigata University's student web system, Gakumu Jouhou System, and register courses you would like to take. You may use either the Japanese or English student web system to register courses. The registration period starts from Tuesday, September 21st, and ends on Thursday, October 7th. However, please note that for the third term courses and semester courses, which run for both third and fourth terms, you must finish registration by one day before the day of the first lesson, which might be any day between October 3rd and October 7th, depending on the day of the first lesson. If your registration has gone through without any trouble, you will receive emails on your student web system's mailbox from the lecturers before the very first lesson on the subject. You need to read that email carefully and follow the instructions there. If you miss the very first lesson of the subject for any reason, you should contact the lecturer by email yourself and follow his or her instructions. Number 4. The last piece of information of this guidance is about a textbook order procedure. Here is the procedure you must follow. Step 1. Download the textbook order form file. Step 2. Complete the textbook order form and send it to the shop by email. The shop's address is written at the bottom of the order form. Step 3. Receive email from the shop and pay as instructed on the email. Step 4. Your textbooks will be delivered to your address. This is the end of this audio file.